Evolution of the TGFB signaling pathway and its potential role in the TENA4, Nemeopsis leadii Kevin Pang 1, Joseph F. Ryan 2, Andreas D. Baxevenis 2, Mark Q. Martindale 1 1 Qualo Marine Laboratory, Pacific Biosciences Research Center, University of Hawaii at Manoa, Honolulu, Hawaii, United States of America, 2 Genome Technology Branch, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland, United States of America. Abstract: the TGFB signaling pathway is a metazone-specific intercellular signaling pathway known to be important in many developmental and cellular processes in a wide variety of animals. We investigated the complexity and possible functions of this pathway in a member of one of the earliest branching metazone phyla, the TENA4 Nemeopsis leadii. A search of the recently sequenced Nemeopsis genome revealed an inventory of genes encoding ligands and the rest of the components of the TGFB superfamily signaling pathway. The Nemeopsis genome contains 9 TGFB ligands, 2 TGF-like family members, 2 BMP-like family members, and 5 gene products that were unable to be classified with certainty. We also identified 4 TGFB receptors, 3 type I and a single type II receptor. There are 5 genes encoding SMAD proteins, SMAD2, SMAD4, SMAD6, and 2 SMAD1S. While we have identified many of the other components of this pathway, including toluid, SMURF, and NOMO, notably absent are sera and all of the known antagonists belonging to the caudin, fellistatin, noggin, and confamilies. This pathway likely evolved early in metazone evolution, as nearly all components of this pathway have yet to be identified in any non-metazone. The complement of TGFB signaling pathway components of TENA4s is more similar to that of the sponge, Amphimedon, than to Cnidarians, Trichoplax, or Bilaterians. The MUNAR expression patterns of key genes revealed by in situ hybridization suggests that TGFB signaling is not involved in TENA4 early axis specification. 4 ligands are expressed during gastrulation in ectodermal micromeres along all 3 body axes, suggesting a role in transducing earlier maternal signals. Later expression patterns and experiments with the TGFB inhibitor SB432542 suggest roles in pharyngeal morphogenesis and comb row organization. Citation: Pang K, Ryan JF, Baxevenis AD, Martindale MQ, 2011, Evolution of the TGFB signaling pathway and its potential role in the TENA4, Nemeopsis leadii. PLOS 169, E24152 DOI, 10.1371 Journal Pone, 0024152 Editor, Peter K. Dearden, University of Otago, New Zealand received the 23rd of May, 2011, accepted the 31st of July, 2011, published the 8th of September, 2011 Copyright, SS 2011 Pang et al. This is an open access article distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution License, which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided the original author and source are credited. Funding: KP was funded by a National Science Foundation, NSF, Graduate Research Fellowship. This work was also supported in part by the Intramural Research Program of the National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, NIH. The funders had no role in study design, data collection and analysis, decision to publish, or preparation of the manuscript. Competing interests: the authors have declared that no competing interests exist. Email: mqmartin@hawaii.edu. Secretion: 2, the prepeptide, or the latency-associated peptide, and 3, the mature peptide, which is cleaved from the precursor protein and is actively involved in signaling. 8, whereas the mature peptide is highly conserved across different families, the prepeptide is not. The mature peptide is cleaved by furin, a convertase, at a dibasic arginine XX arginine, RXXR, site, 9. The active peptide forms a hetero or homodimer, which binds to a specific TGFB type II receptor, figure 1, 3. The type II receptor then recruits a TGFB type I receptor and phosphorylates it via its serine 3 anine kinase domain. Phosphorylated type I receptors then phosphorylate, and thereby activate, receptor-associated SMAD proteins, or SMADs, including SMAD1/5 and SMAD2/3, for reviews, 10-11. Our SMAD proteins are composed of two main functional domains, the MAD homology domains 1 and 2, MH1 and MH2. SMAD1/5 is associated with BMP-like signaling, while SMAD2/3 is associated with TGFB-like signaling. Inactive R-SMADs are associated with the membrane via the SMAD anchor for receptor activation, SERA, protein, which contains a zinc finger 5 domain, 12. Activated R-SMADs are released into the cytosol where they interact with the common mediator SMAD, co-SMAD, ACAS-SMAD4, and then become translocated to the nucleus. This heteromeric complex then regulates TGFB target genes by interacting with transcription factors, including FOS-JUN. Introduction: the transforming growth factor B, TGFB, signaling pathway was first discovered about 30 years ago, a pathway in which certain secreted proteins had the capability of transforming cells and tissues. The first TGFB gene was cloned in 1985, 1. Since then, similar proteins were discovered in animals as diverse as flies, nematodes, and vertebrates, all of which had similar functions in tissue morphogenesis, reviewed in 2-5. Through the use of cloning and sequencing technologies, it was soon discovered that the genes encoding for these proteins were all related and diversified from a common ancestral gene. There are roughly a dozen families belonging to the TGFB superfamily, and these can be divided into two major classes, the TGFB-like class and the bone morphogenetic protein-like, BMP, class. The TGFB-like class includes TGFB sensu stricto, lefty, activin inhibin, and myostatin GDF8. The BMP class includes BMP2/4-DPP, BMP5-8, BMP3, GDF2, GDF5-7, VG1/univin, ADMP, and nodal. Besides being known for its roles in morphogenesis, TGFB signaling, especially via BMP2/4-DPP, is also known for its role in dorsal ventral patterning in both protostomes and deuterostomes, reviewed in 6-7. The TGFB precursor protein has three distinct regions: 1, the signal peptide, which targets it to the endoplasmic reticulum and plos1www.plosone.org. 1. September 2011 Volume 6 Issue 9 E24152. Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling. Study to date, 23.24. Outside the metazoa, no TGFB receptor or ligand has been discovered, so this pathway most likely evolved early in animal evolution. In the chona flagellate, Monarsiga brevicolis, an MH2 domain is present, however, it is unlike all known SMAD proteins in that it is accompanied by a zinc finger domain, 25. Amongst the non-bilaterians, cnidarians, peripherans, the placozone, and ctenophores, most of our knowledge regarding this pathway is gleaned from cnidarians, 26-33. Interestingly, this pathway has been implicated in axial patterning in cnidarians, similar to its role in dorsal ventral patterning in bilaterians. Work in the sponge, Amphimedon queenslandica, has also shown that TGFB signaling may be involved in axial patterning. 34. To date, there is nothing known about this pathway in the final group of non-bilaterians, the ctenophores. To better understand the evolution of this pathway, we need to be able to compare all the non-bilaterian taxa. The ctenophore body plan and body axes are specified early in development. Developmental potential is segregated to different lineages, however, the exact molecules involved are unknown. Analysis of the genomic sequence of the lobate ctenophore, Nemeopsis leedii, allowed us to identify a near-complete TGFB signaling pathway composed of 9 ligands, 4 receptors, and 5 SMADs, revealing that the core components are present in all metazones studied to date. Notably absent are extracellular diffusible antagonists, including caudin, fallistatin, noggin, and confamily members. We looked at the expression of these genes during TNFR4 development and found expression of ligands to be differentially expressed along all three body axes, oral arboreal, tentacular, and sagittal. While we do not believe this pathway is necessarily specifying these axes, since they are expressed after the axes are already specified, we do believe they are involved with transducing earlier signals. Figure 1. Basic overview of TGFB signaling pathway. Binding of a ligand to a type II receptor initiates signaling. The sequestering of a type I receptor results in the activation of a receptor SMAD, SMAD1/5, SMAD2/3. Together with the co-SMAD, SMAD4, this complex enters the nucleus and activates the transcription of target genes. The pathway can be inhibited by extracellular antagonists, or intracellularly via inhibitors SMAD, SMAD6/7, or the ubiquitin ligase SMURF2, 10.1371 Journal Pone, 0024152G001, and MIC, or co-activators, such as the CRED binding protein, CBP13. The MH1 domain is capable of interacting with DNA, while the MH2 domain interacts with type I receptors and is involved with protein-protein interactions, such as R-SMAD-CoSMAD binding. Inhibition of TGFB signaling can occur at multiple levels, extracellularly, cytoplasmically, and in the nucleus. Extracellularly, diffusible antagonists such as caudin, noggin, fallistatin and the confamily, Cerberus-Dan gremlin, act as ligand traps, interfering with ligand binding to receptors, 14. In turn, the zinc metalloprotease toluid is capable of cleaving caudin, thereby releasing BMPs to become active, showing that there are many levels of regulation involved with TGFB signaling, 15. Besides cleaving caudin, toluid also functions to cleave procollagens of the extracellular matrix, 16, as well as other proteoglycans, some of which also are known to bind TGFB ligands, 17. Intracellularly, the pathway can be inhibited at many levels. At the level of the receptors, FKBP12 can block type I receptor phosphorylation by binding to the GS domain, 18. Bambi, a pseudoreceptor, can prevent the type I and type II receptors from forming a receptor complex, 19. Pathway modulation can also occur via inhibitor SMADs, I-SMAD, SMAD6/7, which have an MH2 domain, like other SMADs, and can bind to type I receptors, interfering with R-SMAD binding and phosphorylation, 20. I-SMADs can also compete with R-SMAD in binding with co-SMADs. Another intracellular regulator of TGFB signaling is the SMAD ubiquitin regulatory factor, SMURF, an E3 ubiquitin ligase that targets R-SMADs for degradation, 21. SMURF can also be recruited by I-SMADs to degrade type I receptors at the membrane. TGFB signaling is also regulated within the nucleus by the binding of co-repressors Ski-SNO, 22. These proteins recruit other repressors to block the activation of TGFB target genes. All levels of the TGFB signaling pathway are highly conserved in metazones, with pathway members present in all animals plus 1 www.plosone.org. Results ligand diversity similar to the situation previously seen for the WNTB catenin pathway. Searches of the Nemeopsis genome have revealed a near-complete TGFB signaling pathway, Table 1. We were able to identify and isolate 9 putative TGFB ligands, 4 receptors, and 5 SMADs. The 9 ligands include members of both the TGFB-like and the BMP-like clades. Due to the relatively high divergence of the TNFR4 sequences, only 4 could be placed in supported families by phylogenetic analyses, MLTGFBB, which are most closely related to TGFB like families TGFB sensu stricto and lefty, hence capitalized TGF, as well as MLB MP3 and MLB MP5-8, figure 2. However, the posterior probability support is rather low, less than 95%, suggesting that there is a lack of phylogenetic signal in just the peptide domain sequence. When further analyses were run on the TGFB-like clade using both the prepeptide domain and the peptide domain, MLTFBAR and MLTGFBB end up as sister to the activin plus myostatin grouping, data not shown, therefore, we do not think these genes are actually TGFB sensu stricto or lefty orthologs per se, but rather divergent members of the TGFB-like clade. The other five ligands, MLTGF1A, MLTGF1B, MLTGF2, MLTGF3, and MLTGF4, group as sister to the other families, hence lowercase TGF. MLTFBAR and MLTGFBB both have 8 cysteine residues, which are conserved in gene families of the TGFB-related clade, figure 3a, MLTGF1A, MLTGF3, and MLB MP5-8 have 7 conserved cysteines, while MLTGF1B, MLTG4, and MLB MP3 have only 6. MLTGF1B is missing the first cysteine, while MLTGF4 and MLB MP3 are missing the fourth cysteine at position 113 in the alignment. Two of the genes appear to be relatively recent tandem duplications, MLTGF1A and MLTGF1B, 2. September 2011 Volume 6 Issue 9 E24152. Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling. Table 1. TGFB Pathway Members in Nemeopsis Genome. Gene Name. MLE Gene ID. Genbank Accession. E-Value. Human Hit. MLB MP5-8. ML218,835, JN380,180, 3E30, NP1,191.1, BMP2, MLTFBAR, ML102,235, JN380,181, 9E13, ABI48,419.1, Myostatin. MLTGF3, ML048212, JN380,182, 3E11, NP3230.1, TGF-beta3, MLTGF2, ML34,871, JN380,183, 7E12. R33585.1, nodal, MLTGFBB, ML19322, JN380185, 1E24, ABI48386.1, myostatin, MLTGF4, ML35889, JN380185, 9E13, NP1557.1, GDF6, MLB MP3, ML368915, JN380186, 2E12, R28237.1, GDF10, MLTGF1A, ML200,252, JN380,187, 2E10, NP5802.1, GDF11, MLTGF1B, ML200,253, JN380,188, 9E7, NP57,288.1, GDF2, SMAD6, ML19,701, JN380,189, 1E37, NP5576.3, SMAD6, SMAD4, ML02191, JN380190, 4E72, NP5350.1, SMAD4, SMAD1A, ML093050, JN380191, 2E128, NP1120689.1, SMAD9, SMAD1B, ML01205, JN380192, 1E138, NP5896.1, SMAD9, SMAD2, ML017743, JN380193, 3E149, NP5893.1, SMAD3, TGF-REI, ML08593, JN380194, 1E51, R67417.1, activin A receptor, type IIA, TGF-RIA, ML082117, JN380195, 2E77, NP4603.1, TGF-beta receptor I, TGF-RIB, ML131110, JN380196, 2E105, NP4603.1, TGF-beta receptor I, TGF-RIC, ML046516, JN380197, 7E88, NP4603.1, TGF-beta receptor I, Smurf, ML20687, JN380198, 6E158, NP73576.1, Smurf 2, Toloid BMP1, ML016314, JN380199, 3E54, NP36596.3, Toloid-like, Nomo, ML05901, 5E170, R65535, Nomo 1, HTRO, ML279621, 5E48, R11352.1, HTRA 1, Furin, ML07022, 0.00, EU62576.1, Proprotein Convertase Subtilisin, Jun, ML1541120, 5E22, CAD46525.1, Jun, Mike, ML004911, 6E10, 1202343A, N Mike, Max, ML1381, 3E08, NP002373, Max isoformula, CBP, ML274431, 2E154, AAC51770.1, Craig binding protein, JNK, ML078937, 7E81, NP620634.1, JNK1-beta-1, ML08261, 2E126, NP2743.3, JNK2-alpha-2, Ski Snow, not detected, Noggin, not detected, Felistatin, not detected, Cordin, not detected, Confamily, not detected, Foss, not detected, Sera, not detected, Doya, 10.1371 Journal Pone, 002415 2T001, of possible modification for MLBMP3, KSAR, MLTGF2, RAAVR, and MLTGF3, RQSKR, Since they group closely together and are located adjacent to each other on the same scaffold, it is likely that MLTGF1B is the result of a retroposition due to the fact that it is so closely linked to MLTGF1A and it does not contain any introns. The seven remaining genes are on separate contigs. Homology searches using SMART35, predicted signal peptides, TGFB prepeptides, and TGFB peptides for MLTFBAR, MLTGF2, MLTGFBB, MLBMP5-8, and MLTGF1A, figure 3b. For MLBMP3 and MLTGF3, a signal peptide and TGFB peptide are predicted, but the TGFB prepeptide is not. In the case of MLTGF4 and MLTGF1B, only the TGFB peptide is predicted. In the latter cases, the prepeptides are missing or they are highly divergent and not detected by homology searches. The mature peptide cleavage site of RXXR is clearly present for all ligands, with the exceptions +1www.plosone.org. Pathway members: there is a single type II receptor, MLTGF3I, and three type I receptors, MLTGF-RIA, MLTGF-RIB, and MLTGF-RIC. All contain the extracellular receptor domain, the single pass transmembrane domain, and the intracellular serine 3-anine kinase. Additionally, all three type I receptors possess the glycine serine repeat, GS region, adjacent to the kinase domain, an arrangement that is characteristic of type I receptors. Phylogenetic analyses that included sequences of TGFB receptors from representative metazones show that, while there is strong support for the different subclasses, type II, BMP-RI-WIT, TGFB-RI, Activin RI-PUNT, 3, September 2011, Volume 6, Issue 9, E24152, Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling, Figure 2. Bayesian analysis of TGFB ligands. Analyses were performed using only the TGFB peptide domain, with nemiopsis members bolded and marked by arrows. Representative taxa from deuterostomes, protostomes, and non-bilaterians were used. For full list of taxa, see Table S1. Four independent runs of 5 million generations were run using the mixed model, with the strict consensus tree shown. Nodes are labeled with posterior probabilities DOI 10.1371 Journal Pone 0024152G002 +1www.plosone.org 4 September 2011 Volume 6 Issue 9 E24152 Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling Figure 3 TGFB protein structures and motifs A. Predicted amino acid sequences of the TGFB peptide domain and flanking region. Adjacent to the peptide domain is the cleavage site, showing the conserved RXXR motif. Asterisks below the sequence mark the seven conserved cysteine residues. The arrow indicates the conserved cysteine found in TGFB-like class of ligands, B. Conserved protein domains of nemiopsis TGFB ligands. The red boxes indicate signal sequences, while the other shaded boxes represent TGFB prepeptide and TGFB peptide domains, as predicted by SmartDOI, 10.1371 Journal Pone, 0024152G003, type I, BMP-RI-TKV, Activin RI-SACS, TGFB-RI-BABO, The nemiopsis receptors are not well supported in individual subclasses, figure 4. Instead, MLTGF3I falls sister to all other type II receptors, figure 4. MLTGF3I groups with the three type I subclasses, while MLTGF-RIB and MLTGF-RIC are outside of these, grouping weakly with sponge genes. We were also able to detect and isolate five SMAD family members. Unlike the TGFB receptors, these genes all grouped in moderately well-supported SMAD families, figure 5. There are three receptor SMADs, two belonging to the SMAD1/5 family, MLSMAD1A, MLSMAD1B, and one SMAD2/3, ML SMAD2. There is a single co-SMAD, ML SMAD4, and a single inhibitory or I-SMAD, ML SMAD6, ML SMAD4, ML SMAD1A, ML SMAD1B, and ML SMAD2 have the predicted MH1 and MH2 domains, characteristic of SMAD proteins. ML SMAD6 has the MH2 domain, as well as an amino terminal domain that resembles an MH1 domain. We were also able to identify and clone the E3 ubiquitin ligase SMURF, which combine to receptor SMAD proteins and target them for degradation, thereby inhibiting the cascade. Other intracellular components, including JUN, MIC, MAX, CBP, and JNK, are present in the Nemeopsis genome, Table 1. However, we were not able to identify an ortholog of sera, a protein that is involved +1 www.plosone.org. With recruiting receptor SMADs to the receptor 36, there is also no apparent TGIF, transforming growth interacting factor, protein. This homeodomain transcription factor acts with nuclear SMADs as a co-repressor, 37. We were also not able to identify Ski, Snow or FOS. Although in silico searches have discovered von Willebrand-type domains and felicitin-like domains, we have not been able to find true caudin, noggin, felicitin, or gremlin orthologs, which are known diffusible antagonists of TGFB signaling. Interestingly, we were able to identify a toloid gene, ML toloid, which is known for enhancing signaling by cleaving caudin, as well as other proteins. We also identified a nodal modulator, NOMO, ortholog, even though there is no true nodal gene. Early TGFB expression. We examined the expression patterns of TGFB and SMAD genes during development. A set of TGFB genes, MLBMP5-8, MLBMP3, MLTGF1A, and MLTFBAR are expressed relatively early in development, just prior to and during gastrulation, figure 6. These genes are expressed in staggered domains along all three body axes. MLBMP5-8 is expressed in the most arboreal region, surrounding the arboreal pole in cells that will form the apical organ 5. September 2011 Volume 6 Issue 9 E24152. Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling. Figure 4. Bayesian analysis of TGFB receptors. Nemeopsis members are bolded and marked by arrows. Representative taxa from deuterostomes, protostomes, and nonbilaterians were used. For full list of taxa, see Table S1. 4 independent runs of 5 million generations were run using the mixed model, with the strict consensus tree shown. Nodes are labeled with posterior probabilities DOI 10.1371 Journal Pone 0024152G004 +1 www.plosone.org. 6. September 2011 Volume 6 Issue 9 E24152 Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling. Figure 5. Bayesian analysis of SMAD proteins. Nemeopsis members are bolded and marked by arrows. Representative taxa from deuterostomes, protostomes, and nonbilaterians were used. For full list of taxa, see Table S1. 4 independent runs of 5 million generations were run using the mixed model, with the strict consensus tree shown. Nodes are labeled with posterior probabilities DOI 10.1371 Journal Pone 0024152G005 +1 www.plosone.org. 7. September 2011 Volume 6 Issue 9 E24152 Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling. Figure 6. Early TGFB MNR expression. 4 of the TGFB genes are detected early in development, prior to and during gastrulation. The schematic at the top depicts the stages of embryos during cleavage and gastrulation, at 1-2 and 3 hours post-fertilization, HPF, respectively. Embryos are lateral views, otherwise oral arboreal as stated. The asterisk marks the position of the blastopore, A, MLBMP5-8 expression in the aboral ectoderm, with more expression detected in the sagittal plane, black arrows, B. MLTGF1 expression is detected in late cleavage stages around the nuclei of aboral micromeres. By gastrulation, the aboral expression remains, however their expression is primarily along the tentacular plane, white arrows, C. MLBMP3 is detected in four groups of ectodermal cells from early to mid-gastrulation, D. MLTFBAR is detected in four groups of ectodermal cells just adjacent to the blastopore at gastrulation. DOI 10.1371 Journal Pone 00241520006 Fertilization HPF in 12-16 micrometers at the aboral pole, Figure 6b. Unlike all other genes studied here, expression begins confined to the nuclei or the perinuclear region at gastrulation. Figure 6a. There is also more extensive staining in cells along the sagittal plane than the tentacular plane, see black arrows. MLTGF1 begins expression prior to gastrulation at about 2 hours post PLOS 1 www.plosone.org. 8. September 2011 Volume 6 Issue 9 E24152. Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling. These cells give rise to portions of the aboral pole, primarily in the tentacular plane, see white arrows. At this time, expression is cytoplasmic, so it is not clear what the significance is of the earlier nuclear expression or how it changes to the cytoplasm. In this stage of development, expression overlaps with that of MLBMP5-8. MLBMP3 is expressed in four groups of ectodermal micromeres towards the oral pole at the onset of gastrulation, Figure 6c. This expression is very transient since transcripts cannot be detected in later stages of development. Finally, MLTFBAR is expressed in ectodermal micromeres around the blastoporal opening, Figure 6d. These genes are expressed in staggered ectodermal domains along oral aboral axis, as well as differentially in the tentacular and sagittal planes, outer portion of the tentacle bulb. MLSMAD4, the co-SMAD, is only expressed in the aboral part of the pharynx, which forms the boundary of the ectodermal and endodermal portion of the gut, Figure 9b. In the cydipid stage, there is an additional staining in the apical organ in a few cells in the sagittal plane, Figure 9b. MLSMAD1 is expressed in a somewhat similar region in the tentacle bulb and apical organ as the receptor MLTGF-RIA, Figure 9c. We were not able to detect the expression of MLSMAD1b via in situ hybridization. MLSMAD2 is expressed ubiquitously from ED to cydipid, Figure 9d. TGFB inhibitor SB431542 to better understand the function of TGFB signaling, we used the drug SB431542, Cas3018364-1-9, to interfere with the signaling pathway. It has been shown in other animals to inhibit the activity of ALK5/TGFB type I receptors, 38. Treatment of nemiopsis EDS at concentrations less than 25 mm resulted in normal cydipids. Treatment between 25 and 50 mm resulted in consistent morphological defects. Rather than forming 8 rows of comb plates, the combs appear to be clustered in 2 to 4 groups, Figure 10ac. In addition to being in clusters, the combs are also not organized in rows, such that they do not beat synchronously. In addition, there is a thickening of the pharyngeal ectoderm, but it does not invaginate inward, Figure 10d. There are also thickenings where the tentacle bulbs are, however, they appear to be smaller than usual, and tentacles never grow out from these bulbs. The apical organ forms normally, and the ectoderm and endoderm also appear to be relatively normal. In addition to the morphological phenotypes, development is delayed slightly when compared to wild-type animals. Raising the animals in SB431542 for longer than 12 hours results in death. When embryos are treated after gastrulation, 3-4 HPF, the embryos develop normally, implying that there is a window during which signaling is active. While there is no true ALK5/3 receptor, the gene that is phylogenetically most closely related to this receptor is MLTGFRIA. It is likely that the effects that we see are authentic, as this gene is expressed in the forming comb rows from gastrulation onward, as well as in the invaginating pharynx. Late TGFB expression in later developmental stages, we were able to examine the expression of four TGFB genes, MLBMP5-8, MLTGF1A, MLTGF2, and MLTGFBB. The primary areas of expression for these genes are within the tentacle bulb and in the pharynx, figure 7. MLBMP5-8 is expressed in a few cells of the apical organ, which correspond to the cells of the early expression domain and faintly in the pharynx, figure 7a. It is also expressed in the tentacle bulb, in the most oral region. In cydipid stages, this pharyngeal and tentacular expression is not present, and there is only expression in the apical organ and anal pores. MLTGF1A is primarily expressed in two regions of each tentacle bulb, a larger region in the central part of the bulb and a smaller region, 2-4 cells, closer towards the apical organ, figure 7b. There is also expression in parts of the pharynx. In cydipids, there is an additional expression domain in two small regions of the apical organ in the most sagittal areas. MLTGF2 is expressed faintly in the tentacle bulb that overlaps with MLTGF1A expression, figure 7c. MLTGFBB has the broadest expression domain, which includes a large portion of the tentacle bulb, the oral and aboral extremes of the pharynx, the muscle cells connecting the tentacle bulbs, and the floor of the apical organ. Although we were able to clone the remaining TGFB ligands, MLTGF1B, MLTGF3, and MLTGF4, from mixed-stage PNA, we were not able to detect their expression via in situ hybridization. We also analyzed the expression of the metalloprotease, ML toluid, and found that it is expressed after gastrulation around the blastopore and in cells that have entered the blastocoel, figure 7e. In later stages, it is expressed along the entirety of the pharynx, as well as in the tentacle bulbs and transtentacular musculature, which overlaps with the expression of MLTGFBB. However, expression is not detected in the apical organ, and in cydipid stages, expression levels appear to be downregulated, in comparison to earlier in development. Discussion evolution of the TGFB signaling pathway. Both the WNTB catenin pathway and the TGFB pathway likely evolved early in metazoan evolution, with the core components present in all animals studied to date, 23-25. However, unlike the WNT pathway, where some of the proteins, or, at a minimum, specific domains are found in non-metazoans, including beta-catenin-like and frizzled-like proteins, nearly all of the TGFB pathway genes are metazoan-specific. There are no known ligands or receptors found outside the metazoa, although serine-threonine kinase domains similar to those in TGFB receptors are found in other eukaryotes. Additionally, there are no SMAD genes in any other eukaryote, although there is a single SMAD-like MH2 domain in the Chona flagellate, Monosiga. This domain is coupled with a C2H2 zinc finger, which is unlike all other SMAD genes, 25. Searches of the recently sequenced genomes of the eukaryotes Salpingoca rosetta and Capsospora arczaczyki have also not revealed any TGFB ligands, receptors, or SMADs. Therefore, the origin of this pathway may have been a key innovation in metazoan evolution. Within the metazoa, the diversity and total number of TGFB receptors and SMADs are relatively constant, Table 2. One exception to this observation is the sponge, Amphimedon, which has multiple duplications of SMAD genes. Another exception is the TGFB receptor and SMAD expression. The lone type II receptor is expressed ubiquitously from egg to cydipid stage, figure 8a. Contrastingly, the three type II receptors are expressed in relatively non-overlapping regions. MLTGF RIA is expressed initially at gastrulation in aboral ectodermal tissue, then in later stages in the apical organ, in cells around the comb rose, and faintly along the entire pharynx, figure 8b. MLTGF RIB is expressed in the muscle that connects the tentacle bulbs, in the most aboral part of the pharynx, in the outer regions of the tentacle bulb, and possibly also in the endoderm, figure 8c. MLTGF RIC is expressed initially in ectoderm towards the oral pole, figure 8d. This expression fades and a later expression domain shows up in the mesoderm, which forms part of the tentacle bulb. MLSMAD6, which is the iSMAD, is expressed in the mesoderm, apical organ, and the aboral part of the pharynx, figure 9a. In cydipids, only the apical organ expression remains, as well as the PLOS1 www.plosone.org. 9. September 2011 Volume 6 Issue 9 E24152 Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling Figure 7 Late TGFB MNAR Expression MLBMP5-8 MLTGF1A MLTGF2 MLTGFBB and MLToloid are detected during later stages of development. The diagram at the top depicts the stages of development in the columns below, identifying some of the major features and structures. Views are lateral, unless otherwise specified as oral or aboral. The asterisks marks the position of the blastopore or mouth. A. MLBMP5-8 expression in the aboral ectoderm and later in the invaginating pharynx. The aboral expression later becomes part of the apical organ and the anal canals. There is also an additional domain of expression in the tentacle bulbs. B. MLTGF1 is expressed in parts of the tentacle bulbs, pharynx, and apical organ. C. MLTGF2 is expressed faintly in part of the tentacle bulbs, similar to that of MLTGF1A. However, by cydipid stages, expression is barely detectable. D. MLTGFBB is expressed after gastrulation in a fairly complex pattern. There are expression domains at the oral and aboral ends of the pharynx. There is also expression in parts of the tentacle bulbs and in the apical organ. E. MLToloid is expressed around the blastopore and later in the pharynx, as well as in mesodermal derivatives. In transtentacular muscle and parts of the tentacle bulbs DOI, 10.1371 Journal Pone, 0024152G007. Vertebrates and teleosts, in particular, which have an expanded set of SMADs and receptors, most likely due to lineage-specific genome duplications. In comparison, the number of TGFB ligands is much more variable. This is consistent with the hypothesis that there are more constraints on intracellular relative to the extracellular components of the signaling pathway. 5. The SMADs and intracellular regions of the TGFB receptors can be utilized for multiple purposes and in response to various ligands and signals. On the other hand, the ligands themselves are not so highly constrained, which might explain why there are so many more ligands than receptors and why the sequences of the ligands are much less conserved than those of the receptors and SMADs. It is possible that ligands diversified and were co-opted for multiple developmental processes, while the intracellular components were reused. While the core components of ligand-receptor downstream mediators appear to have co-evolved, the addition of antagonistic PLOS1 www.plosone.org. Ligand regulation appear to have arisen later. Similar to the sponge, amphimedin, the Nemeopsis genome does not contain any of the known diffusible antagonists, figure 11. Since both amphimedin and Nemeopsis possess toloid orthologs, the ancestral function of this metalloprotease and BMP enhancer must have targeted proteins other than caudin. Noggin, Kin family members and philistatin are present in cnidarians, Trichoplax, and bilaterians, while caudin is only found in only cnidarians and bilaterians. Caudin-like genes have been found in amphimedin and trichoplax. However, these lack the CHRD domain of true caudin genes, 24. In addition, both Sera and Ski Snow are present in cnidarians, trichoplax, and bilaterians, but absent from ctenophores and sponges. Assuming that there was not a secondary loss, these were also later additions to the signaling pathway, giving more support to the early branching position of ctenophores and sponges. Interestingly, there is no obvious 10 September 2011 Volume 6 Issue 9 E24152, Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling, Figure 8, TGFB Receptor Expression Patterns, Expression of TGFB Receptors Through Development, from Gastrulation, 3 HPF, to Cydipid, 24 HPF, views are lateral unless otherwise specified, and asterisks mark the position of the blastopore or mouth. A. MLTGF3I, the lone type II receptor, is expressed ubiquitously from ED through cydipid stages. B. MLTGF3I is expressed in the aboral ectoderm as well as in the pharynx. The aboral ectoderm expression is confined to the developing comb rose and apical organ. C. MLTGF-RID is detected in the pharynx, as well as in mesodermal derivatives. Cydipid expression is confined to parts of the tentacle bulb, as well as the endodermal part of the gut. D. MLTGF-RIC is expressed in the ectoderm, more towards the oral pole. Late expression is confined to parts of the tentacle bulbs. DOI 10.1371 Journal Pone 00241520008. Figure 9. SMAD expression patterns. MNAR expression of Nemeopsis SMAD genes during development. All views are lateral, unless otherwise specified. The asterisk marks the position of the blastopore or mouth. A. ML SMAD 6, the I SMAD, is expressed in mesodermal derivatives of the tentacle bulb, as well as in the apical organ. B. ML SMAD 4, the co SMAD, is expressed in a discrete domain of the pharynx at the ectoderm-endoderm boundary. There is also late expression in the apical organ in four spots. C. MLSMAD1A, an RSMAD, is expressed in parts of the tentacle bulb and apical organ. D. MLSMAD2, another RSMAD, is expressed ubiquitously from ED to cydipid. DOI 10.1371 Journal Pone 00241520009, +1 www.plosone.org, 11 September 2011 Volume 6 Issue 9 E24152, Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling, Figure 10, SB431542 Treatment During Nemeopsis Development, Effects of TGFB Inhibitor, SB431542, at 12 hours post-fertilization. A, B, DFR-treated embryos, while, C, GIR controls. AC, confocal projections of embryos stained with antiterosinated tubulin, red, showing the cilia, Alexa, 488 phalloidin, green, showing cell borders, and Hoechst 33342, blue, showing the nuclei. All are aboral views, with the apical organ, AO, in the center. The white arrowheads point to individual comb plates, while the arrows in, C, show the 8-comb rusk, DIR live embryos imaged under DIC, D, lateral view of SB431542 treated embryo, showing that pharynx has not invaginated, compared to, G, and the tentacle bulbs, TB, have formed but are smaller in size. The apical organ appears normal. E. Aboral view of the same embryo, midfocal plane, again showing the smaller tentacle bulbs. The ectoderm, ecto, and endoderm, endo, both appear normal. F. Aboral and surface view, showing the disorganized comb plates, arrowhead, compared to the 8-comb rows, arrows, in the control. IDOI 10.1371 Journal Pone 00241520010. Relationship between morphological complexity and signaling pathway complexity, at least in the non-bilaterians. In comparison to sponges and trichoplacts, ctenophores are much more morphologically complex, yet they have a similar, if not simpler, TGFB signaling pathway complement. What is also surprising is that the ligand complements of the non-bilaterians are not conserved. Many of the tenophore and sponge ligands do not group with major bilaterian subclasses, figure 2, 24.25, but the cnidarian, Nematostella victensis, and placozone, Trichoplax adherens, sequences do, figure 2 for Nematostella, Trichoplax not shown, full stop. However, comparing just BMP-like and TGFB-like classes, we see that all non-bilaterians have at least one TGFB-like gene, while all non-bilaterians, except sponges, have a BMP-like gene, suggesting that this radiation also occurred early in animal evolution. Whether the unclassified tenophore and sponge genes represent extremely divergent remnants of other classes or if they are just novel genes that arose in these lineages remains to be seen. Interestingly, if the ligand PLOS1 www.plosone.org orthology does hold to be true, these would be the first orthologs of BMP3, TGFB sensu stricto, and lefty identified outside the deuterostomes. However, due to the low support values, we have doubts as to whether this is the case. Expression patterns. The expression patterns of the TGFB ligands MLBMP3, MLBMP5-8, MLTGF1A, and MLTFBAR are highly suggestive of a role in axial patterning. They are all expressed relatively early in development, at gastrulation, and are expressed differentially along all three body axes. They are expressed in ectodermal micromeres, with MLBMP5-8 expressed the most aberrally, followed by MLTGF1A, MLBMP3, and MLTFBAR most orally. Additionally, there is differential expression along the tentacular and sagittal planes, with MLTGF1A expressed mainly along the tentacular plane, while MLBMP5-8 is expressed more along the sagittal plane, although there is some overlap with MLTGF1A. However, experimental embryological evidence indicates that even at this early stage of 12, September 2011 Volume 6 Issue 9 E24152, Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling, Lineages, 39. Whether these determinants are proteins or MNAs is not known. However, we have yet to see differential MNA expression at these early stages, suggesting that these factors could be maternal proteins. Additionally, at these stages, only the type II receptor, MLTGF3I, and a TGFB-like SMAD, MLSMAD2 are expressed. None of the type I receptors are expressed at this stage, and neither is the co-SMAD, MLSMAD4. The type I receptors are not detected until 4-5 hours post-fertilization, about an hour after the earliest ligand expression. It is also possible that these ligands are initiating signals via SMAD-independent pathways, such as the MAP kinase, Rho-like GT-PACE, or PI3K-AKT pathways, 13.41. One interesting aspect of the expression patterns is that, while the lone type II receptor is expressed uniformly, the three type I receptors are expressed in non-overlapping domains. Assuming protein distribution is similar, this would suggest the specificity of the response to ligands is dependent on which type I receptor is expressed. MLTGF-RIA is expressed predominantly in the ectoderm, specifically in the forming comb rows and in the apical organ. Meanwhile, MLTGF-RIB is expressed broadly in the mesoderm and endoderm, while MLTGF-RIC is expressed in putative mesoderm of the tentacle bulb. The observation that MLSMAD4, the only co-SMAD, is detected in only a small region of cells, the pharynx at the ectodermendoderm boundary and a few cells of the apical organ, implies that it might not be necessary for signaling in other areas. Perhaps the R-SMADs can function independently or with other factors to activate transcription of target genes. There is evidence from mammalian systems showing that SMAD2/3 can bind to non-SMAD proteins, including ICA, 42, and TIF1C, 43, to elicit signaling independently of SMAD4. Whether this is the case in Nemeopsis, and what exactly the binding partners are remains to be seen. Functional work is needed to determine whether the Nemeopsis R-SMADs are even capable of binding the Co-SMAD. The I-SMAD, MLSMAD6, is expressed in many areas that are overlapping with other SMADs and type I receptors, that is, in the mesoderm, apical organ, ectoderm-endoderm boundary, and tentacle bulb. This suggests that there is both active signaling and highly complex regulation in these regions, as both activators and inhibitors of the pathway are co-expressed in the same cells and regions. Given that these are discrete areas of the developing embryo larva, the observed expression patterns suggest that TGFB signaling may be important for germ layer specification or differentiation. For example, the apical organ is highly innervated and the primary sensory structure, and the tentacle bulb, where there is co-expression of activators and an inhibitor, is the site of putative stem cells for tentacle growth. The tentacle bulbs are regions of continual growth, suggesting that TGFB signaling is also involved in proliferation and cell cycle regulation. In addition, the ligands MLBMP5-8, MLTGF1A, MLTGF2, and MLTGFBB are all expressed in regions of the tentacle bulb, suggesting this is an important signaling center of the developing embryo. It is likely that ML toluid is also important for MLTGFBB function because of their highly overlapping expression domains. It is possible that ML toluid is playing a role in cleavage and activation of this ligand, similar to its role in vertebrates and flies, 44-46. The results of our experiments with the TGFB inhibitor SB431542 suggest that there is also a role of TGFB signaling in comb row organization and morphogenesis. MLTGF RIA is expressed in the developing comb rows and is the most similar receptor to ALK5/TGFB, the known target of SB431542-38. The onset of MLTGF RIA expression, at gastrulation, 2.5-3 HPF, is within the window of sensitivity to SB431542. When exposed to the inhibitor, the comb plates still form at the correct time and display similar morphology, but they are not separated into 8 rows and no. Table 2. Non-bilaterian TGFB pathway components. Nemeopsis amphimedin trichoplax TGFB ligands, total 9 BMP-like, 2, Nematostella, 8, 5, 6, 0, 4, 4, TGFB-like, 2, 2, 1, 2, unclassified, 5, 6, 0, 0, TGFB receptors total, 4, 5, 4, 5, type I, 3, 3, 3, 3, type II, 1, 2, 1, 2, SMADs, total, 5, 10, 4, 4, SMAD 4, 1, 3, 1, 1, SMAD 1/5, 2, 3, 1, 1, SMAD 2/3, 1, 2, 1, 1, SMAD 6/7, 1, 0, 1, 1, unclassified, 0, 2, 0, 0, DOI, 10.1371 Journal Pone, 0024152T002. Development, the axes are already specified, 39.40, so these ligands may be transducing earlier signals. Possibly low levels of ligand expression during early cleavage stages are undetectable by in situ hybridization, or perhaps there are maternal proteins that are localized in the egg and early embryo. As early as the 4-cell and 8-cell stages, factors that specify different cell types, including comb plates and photocytes, are localized to different. Figure 11. Summary of presence and absence of TGFB components. The rows contain the different TGFB components. The columns represent the 4 early branching lineages of the metazoa, plus the bilateria. Each row represents the presence, black dot, or absence, gray dot, of a particular component in the corresponding lineage. The box shows the absences shared by Porifera and Ctenophora. Data is compiled from genomic data of Amphimedon queenslandica, Porifera, Nemeopsis leedii, Ctenophora, Trichoplaxid herons, Placozoa, Nematostella victensis and Hydromagna papilata, Cnidaria, and Drosophila melanogaster and Homo sapiens. Bilateria doi, 10.1371 Journal Pone, 00241522G011. PLOS 1 www.plosone.org. 13. September 2011 Volume 6 Issue 9 E24152. Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling. Phosphatase conjugated digoxygenin antibody, utilizing the substrates NBT and BCIP to then detect the alkaline phosphatase activity, Roche. Specimens were mounted in 70% glycerol, viewed under a Zeiss axioscope, and imaged using an axiocam, organized in the same orientation. However, as is the case with any pharmaceutical inhibitor, there is a chance of non-specific effects. So further experiments such as injection of a morpholino-antisense oligonucleotide designed against MLTGF-RIA is necessary to ensure the drug is acting as we hypothesize. Recently, morpholino to the T-box gene, Brachyury, has been shown to specifically inhibit its function during development by blocking pharyngeal invagination, 47. Since we obtained a similar pharyngeal defect using SB431542, it is possible that Brachyury is a target of TGFB signaling, similar to both frog and the chick Brachyury that are direct targets of activin-like signaling, 48.49. Thus TGFB signaling could be playing a role in Ctenophore pharyngeal morphogenesis by activating Brachyury. Exactly how it is mediating comb row organization has yet to be determined. In conclusion, the TGFB signaling pathway was present and most likely active early in metazone evolution. With few components present in extant non-metazones, it is highly probable that the emergence of this pathway was a key innovation in the transition to multicellularity in the metazone ancestor. While a SMAD-like gene is present in the Chona flagellates, there is very little similarity of TGFB signaling ligands and receptors outside of the metazoa. From expression studies here, it appears that TGFB signaling is active in the Ctenophore embryo. However, it is unlikely that this pathway is involved in early axis specification. The earliest expression of any TGFB ligand is just prior to gastrulation, after the embryonic axes are already specified. The staggered expression patterns of the ligands at gastrulation is suggestive that TGFB signaling is responding to earlier signals. It remains to be seen what these early signals are, but it is possible that proteins for components of this pathway, and other key pathways, could be maternally loaded. SB431542 treatments embryos were obtained from adult animals in Woods Hole, MA during the summers of 2009 and 2010 as previously described, 53. Following collection, they were treated with the pharmacological agent SB431542, a potent inhibitor of TGFB signaling that blocks type I receptor activity, 38. We started soaking 1 to 4 cell stage embryos at concentrations from 25-50 mm in 24 well plates, 30-50 embryos per well, approximate volume 1.0 ml. Treated embryos were immersed in SB431542 through their entire development and kept in the dark as much as possible. They were monitored periodically and fixed at 9-12 hours post-fertilization, HPF. Antibody staining and confocal microscopy embryos were fixed for antibody staining in 4% piriformaldehyde and 0.02% glutaraldehyde, as described previously, 53. Following fixation, embryos were removed from their membranes by gentle pipetting. They were then washed with PBS plus 0.2% Triton, PBT, and then placed in blocking buffer, 5% goat serum, for 1 hour. They were then incubated with anti-tyrosine tubulin, sigma, T9028 overnight at 4 UC. Following 6 30-minute washes with PBT, they were then incubated with a secondary antibody, goat anti-mouse conjugated to Alexa 594, in vitrogen, molecular probes. After an overnight incubation, they were again washed with PBT 6 times for 30 minutes. In the last wash, they were also incubated with Alexa 488 Faludin, in vitrogen, molecular probes, and host 33,342, in vitrogen, molecular probes. Following 2 5-minute washes in PBS, they were then mounted on a slide and imaged using a Zeiss 710 confocal microscope. Images were processed using Zen software, Zeiss, and Velocity, Imprevision, to create 3D image reconstructions of confocal sections. Materials and methods: genome search and phylogenetic analyses. We utilized the Nemeopsis draft genome, which was previously sequenced using 454 and Illumina sequencing and assembled onto scaffolds, 50. This sequence data was compiled into 10,106 scaffolds, scaffold N50 of 123 KB, which corresponds to a physical coverage of approximately 506. Searches for TGFB pathway components are similar to those in searches for WNT pathway components, 51, using a reciprocal BLAST approach. Cnidarian and Bilaterian gene orthologs were used in TBLAST and searches of the Nemeopsis genome assembly. Putative positive matches were then aligned to orthologs from other organisms. Alignments were performed using muscle, www.drive5.com/muscle, and then corrected by eye. For TGFB ligands, only the mature peptide domain was used in phylogenetic analyses. For TGFB receptors, we used the extracellular receptor, transmembrane, and intracellular kinase domains. For the SMAD proteins, the MH1 and MH2 domains were used. All alignments are located in the supporting information files, text S1, S2, S3. For all trees, we used Mr. Bayes 3.2, 52, using the mixed model with 4 independent runs of 5 million generations, with trees sampled every 100 generations. Consensus trees and posterior probabilities were calculated once the stationary phase was obtained. Supporting information table S1 taxa used in phylogenetic analyses. The first column lists the different phyla, the second column lists the species, and the third column lists the abbreviation used in the phylogenetic trees and alignments, doc, text S1 amino acid alignment of TGFB ligands. Shown here are only the mature peptide sequences for taxa shown in table S1, which was used to generate the tree in figure 2. They were aligned using muscle, then corrected by hand. Next, text S2 amino acid alignment of TGFB receptors used. In figure 4, shown here are the extracellular receptor, transmembrane, and intracellular kinase domains. Next, text S3 amino acid alignment of SMAD proteins used in figure 5. Shown here are the MH1 and MH2 domains. Next, gene isolation and expression studies. Genes of interest were isolated using RACE PCR, Clontech, with all verified sequences being deposited into GenBank, JN380180, JN380199. In situ hybridizations were as previously described, 53. Full-length or partial-length sequences, ranging in size from 800 BP to 2 kilobits, were used to transcribe digoxygeninlabeled RNA probes. We detected these probes using an alkaline PLOS1 www.plosone.org. Acknowledgements: we would like to thank the Woods Hole Marine Biological Laboratory and Embryology Course for their generous provision of laboratory space. We, 14, September 2011, Volume 6, Issue 9, E24152, Evolution of Animal Cell Signaling. Would also like to thank members of the Martindale Lab and 2 anonymous reviewers for comments and suggestions which have greatly improved this manuscript. Author contributions: conceived and designed the experiments, KPJFRADBMQM. Performed the experiments, KP. Analyzed the data, KPJFR. contributed reagents materials analysis tools, KP, wrote the paper, KPMQM, references 30, Mattis DQ, Thompson GH, Martindale MQ, 2006, dorsoventral genes are asymmetrically expressed and involved in germ layer demarcation during cnidarian gastrulation, Kerbeil 16, 499-505, 31, Reinsch F, Anton R, Sainer M, Hammerschmidt M, Holstein TW, et al., 2006, asymmetric expression of the BMP antagonists Cordon and Gremlin in the Sea Anemone Nematostella Victensis, implications for the evolution of axial patterning, Dev Bile 296, 375-387, 32, Sainer M, Jenik Havik G, Reinfer E, Technor U, 2009, BMPs and Cordon regulate patterning of the directive axis in a sea anemone. Proc Nat Acad CUSA 106, 18592, 18597, 33, Sainer M, Technor U, 2009, characterization of myostatin GDF8/11 in the starlet sea anemone Nematostella victensis. JEXP Zul B Moldev Evel 312, 780-788, 34, Adamska M, Degnan SM, Green KM, Adamski M, Craigie A, et al., 2007, WNT and TGF beta expression in the sponge Amphimedon Queenslandica and the origin of metazone embryonic patterning, PLOS 12, E1031, 35. Latunik I, Dokes T, Borg P, 2008 Smart 6, recent updates and new developments, Nucleic Acids Res 37, D229 D232, 36, Runion CE, Schnaper HW, Ponslet AC, 2005, The role of internalization in transforming growth factor B1-induced SMAD2 association with SMAD anchor for receptor activation, Sera, and SMAD2-dependent signaling in human mesangial cells, J. Bile Chem 9, 8300-8308-37, Watton D., Noftler P.S., Lahati C.D., Eisenman R.N., Massive J., 2001, the SMAD transcriptional corepressor TGIF recruits MSIN 3, cell growth diff 12, 457-463, 38. Inman G.J., Nicholas F.J., Callahan J.F., Herling J.D., Gaster L.M., et al., 2002, SB431542 is a potent and specific inhibitor of transforming growth factor B superfamily type I active in receptor-like kinase, ALK, receptors ALK4, ALK5, and ALK7, Molecular Pharmacology 62. 65-74, 39, Freeman G., 1976, The role of cleavage in the localization of developmental potential in the teneforniemiapsis leadii, Dev Bile 49, 143-177, 40, Freeman G., 1977, The establishment of the oral-arboral axis in the tenophore embryo, J. Embryo EXP Morph 42. 237-260, 41, Zhang Yi, 2009, Non-SMAD Pathways in TGFB Signaling, Cell Res 19, 128-139, 42, Descartes P, Sil AK, Sano Y, Korkinsky O, Han G, et al., 2008, IKK-alpha is a critical co-regulator of a SMAD4-independent TGFB SMAD2/3 signaling pathway that controls keratinocyte differentiation. Proc Nat Acad CUSA 105, 2487, 2492, 43, He W, Dawn DC, Erjument Bromage H, Tempst P, Moore Mass, et al., 2006, Hematopoiesis controlled by distinct TIF1 gamma and SMAD4 branches of the TGFB pathway. Cell 125, 929-941, 44. Wolfman NM, McFerrin AC, Papano WN, Davies MV, Song K, et al., 2003, Activation of latent myostatin by the BMP1/toluid family of metalloproteinases. Prop. Nat. Acad. CUSA 100, 15842, 15846, 45. Jeji, Hopkins DR, Ho WB, Greenspan DS, 2005, GDF 11 forms a bone morphogenetic protein 1 activated latent complex that can modulate nerve growth factor induced differentiation of PC12 cells. Mol cell bile 25, 5846, 5858, 46. Serp M, O'Connor MB, 2006, the metalloprotease toluid related and its TGFB-like substrate dordal regulate Drosophila metoneuron axon guidance. Development 133, 4969, 4979, 47. Yamada A, Martindale MQ, Fuki A, Tochina S, 2010, highly conserved functions of the Brachyury gene on morphogenetic movements, insights from the early diverging phylum Ctenophora. Dev Bile 339, 212-222, 48. Latinklik BV, Umbhor M, Neil Carr, Lerkner W, Smith JC, et al., 1997, the Xenopus Brachyury promoter is activated by FGF and low concentrations of activin and suppressed by high concentrations of activin and by paired type homeodomain proteins. Genes Dev 11, 3265, 3276, 49. Kispert A, Ortner H, Cook J, Herman BG, 1995, the Chick Brachyury gene, developmental expression pattern and response to axial induction by localized activin. Dev Bile 168, 406-415, 50. Ryan JF, Pang K, NISC Comparative Sequencing Program, Mulliken JC, Martindale MQ, et al., 2010. The homeodomain complement of the Ctenophora nemiopsis leadi suggests that Ctenophora and Porifera diverged prior to Parahoxozoa. Evo Devo 1, 9, 51. Pang K, Ryan JF, NISC Comparative Sequencing Program, Mulliken JC, Baxevenus AD, et al., 2010, Genomic Insights into WNT Signaling in an Early Diverging Metazone, the Ctenophora nemiopsis leadi, Evo Devo 1, 10, 52, Ronquist F, Hulsenbeck JP, 2003, MR Bayes 3, Bayesian phylogenetic inference under mixed models, Bioinformatics 19, 1572, 1574, 53, Pang K, Martindale MQ, 2009, Comb Jellies, Ctenophora, a model for basal metazone evolution and development. In Crotty DA, Gan A, Eds, Emerging Model Organisms, Volume 1, Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory Press, pages 167-195. 1. Derink R, Jarrett Yar, Chen EY, Eaton DH, Bell JR, et al., 1985. Human Transforming Growth Factor Beta Complementary DNA Sequence and Expression in Normal and Transformed Cells. Nature 316, 701-705, 2. Kingsley DM, 1995, The TGFB Superfamily, New Members, New Receptors, and New Genetic Tests of Function in Different Organisms. Genes Dev 8, 133-146, 3. Massive J, 1998, TGFB signal transduction, Anu Rev Biochem 67, 753-791, 4. Massive J, Blaine SW, Low RS, 2000, TGFB signaling in growth control, cancer, and heritable disorders, Cell 103, 295-309, 5. Herpin A, Lelum C, Favril P, 2004, Transforming Growth Factor B-related proteins, an ancestral and widespread superfamily of cytokines in metazones. DevComp Immunal 28, 461-485, 6, De Robertis E.M., SAS A.Y., 1996, A Common Plan for Dorsoventral Patterning in Bilateria, Nature 380, 37-40, 7, De Robertis E.M., Kuroda H., 2004, Dorsal Ventral Patterning and Neural Induction in Xenopus Embryos, Anu Rev Cell Dev Bio 20, 285-308, 8, Massa J., Chen YG., 2000, Contralink TGFB Signaling, Genes Dev 14, 627-644, 9, Dubois CM, Laprise MH, Blanchette F, Gentry Le, Ledeck R, 1995, Processing of Transforming Growth Factor B1 Precursor by Human Furin Convertase, J. Bile Chem 270, 10618, 10624, 10, Atisano L, Lee Hoflich Street, 2000, The SMADS, Genome Bile 2, Reviews 3010.1 3010.8, 11, Newfield S.J., Wysotsky R.G., 2006, Molecular Evolution of SMAD Proteins, in, Helden G., 10 Dij P., eds., SMAD Signal Transduction, Netherlands, Springer Pages 15-35, 12, Tsukazuki T., Chang T.A., Davidson A.F., Atisano L., Rana J.L., 1998, Sera, a 5-domain protein recruits SMAD2 to the TGFB receptor, cell 95, 779-791, 13, Derink R., Zhang Yi, 2003, SMAD-dependent and SMAD-independent pathways in TGFB family signaling, Nature 425, 577-584, 14, Bailmans W., Van Hull W., 2002 Extracellular Regulation of BMP Signaling in Vertebrates, A Cocktail of Modulators, Dev Bile 250, 231-250, 15, Marks G., Musacchio M., Schimmel M.J., Wannenberg Stapleton K., Cho K.W., et al., 1997, Production of a DPP activity gradient in the early Drosophila embryo through the opposing actions of the SOG and TLD proteins. Cell 91, 417-426, 16, Kessler E., Takahara K., Beniaminov L., Brussel M., Greenspan D.S., 1996, Bone Morphogenetic Protein 1, the type I Procollagen C proteinase. Science 5247, 360-362, 17 von Marschall Z., Fischer LW, 2010, Decarin is processed by 3 isoforms of bone morphogenetic protein 1, BMP1, Biochem Biophys Res Command 391, 1374, 1378, 18, Chen YG, Liu F., Massa J., 1997, Mechanism of TGFB Receptor Inhibition by FKBP12, MBO J16, 3866, 3876, 19, Onich Chart D, Chen YG, Dosh R, Goantka V, Delius H, et al., 1999, Silencing of TGFB Signaling by the Pseudoreceptor Bambi, Nature 401. 480-485, 20, Lon P., Morin A., Raja E., Dahl M., Maustakas A., 2009, Regulating the Stability of TGFB Receptors and SMADs, Cell Res 19, 21-35, 21, Zhu H., Kavsak P., Abdallah S., Rana J. L., Thompson G. H., 1999, A SMAD ubiquitin ligase targets the BMP pathway and affects embryonic pattern formation. Nature 400, 687-693, 22, Liu X, Sun Y, Weinberg Ra, Lodish HF, 2001, Ski Snow and TGFB signaling, Cytokine growth factor Rev 12, 1-8, 23, Humaniki L, Goldovsky L, Freelich S., Maustakas A., Alzana C., et al., 2009 emergence, development and diversification of the TGFB signaling pathway within the animal kingdom, BMC Evil Bile 9, 28, 24, Richards G.S., Degnan B.M., 2009, The Dawn of Developmental Signaling in the Metazoa, Cold Spring Ha Simp Quant Bile 74, 81-90, 25, Srivastava M., Simakov O., Chapman J., Fahey B., Galthier M. E., et al., 2010, The Amphimedon Queenslandica Genome and the Evolution of Animal Complexity, Nature 466, 720-726, 26, Hayward D. C., Samuel G., Pontinen P. C., Catmull J., St. R., et al., 2002, Localized expression of a DPP BMP2/4 ortholog in a coral embryo. Prop. Nat. Acad. CUSA 99, 8106, 8111, 27. Finity J.R., Pang K., Burton P., Paulson D., Martindale M.Q., 2004, Origins of Bilateral Symmetry, Hox and DPP expression in a sea anemone. Science 304. 1335, 1337, 28, Reinhardt B., Brown M., Blitz I.L., Bode H.R., 2004, HIDMP 5-8b, a BMP 5-8 ortholog, acts during axial patterning and tentacle formation in Hydra, Dev Bile 267, 43-59, 29, Mattis D.Q., Pang K., Marlow H., Dunn C.W., Thompson G.H., et al., 2006, Molecular Evidence for Deep Evolutionary Roots of Bilaterality in Animal Development, Prop. Nat. Acad. CUSA 103, 11195, 11200, plus 1 www.plosone.org, 15, September 2011, Volume 6, Issue 9E, 24152.